So here we are with Amy Rigby, the hardest working woman in folk business this weekend. from workshops, you got songwriting clinics, solo concerts. You're playing more than anybody.
I feel like it's some kind of endurance test. I don't know what the prize is going to be when I'm done. I'm amazed how much there is to do.
Well, I hope they're making it worth your while.
Yeah. Oh, today was great. Everything's been worth doing. I just did a workshop with Vic Chestnut and Hoxley Workman, Greg McPherson, and Chad Van Galen.
Oh, I saw it.
We had to do the cover songs, and it was great.
Oh, that was a ton of fun.
Everyone was protesting that we were going to have to play cover songs like beforehand. I was like, I don't want to play covers. I don't want to hear Vic do cover. I want to hear the originals. But then everybody kind of got it. Then it became like we had to do.
Well, it was
the
all
covers.
Inspired choices.
And
sure.
So by the end, it was really it was exciting to have all the people there watching.
Yeah, it was great. Well, from the road from punk rock to country folk isn't all that long these days, but it used to be back in the 80s when you started out with Last Roundup.
That's true. Isn't that funny? You're right. It's like it used to be a really long road.
Yeah, well, how come all the old punks are doing country these days? What do you figure?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I really do country, but I think people found, that they could maybe make more of a living touring solo with an acoustic guitar versus hauling a band around. And I think a lot of the punk music, the same spirit that inspired early country music is the same. It's a common thread, like songs about real life, working people and just really kind of realism and no frills.
Well, you did a Reckless Eric cover today. You've got a bit of a thing going with him, too.
I do, that's right. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I met him because I was doing his song.
Ah.
I've been covering that song for about 6 or 7 years. And I play over in England sometimes, and I played in Hull in England one time, and that's where he wrote the song. And he happened to be performing in town the next night, so the promoter had him DJ at my show, and that's how I met him.
Wow.
And then I met him again, I didn't see him for a couple years, and then Yola Tengo do these Hanukkah shows every
year. Right.
And last year they reunited my old group, The Shams, and had Eric as a guest as well. And it's all supposedly to do covers of Jewish songwriters, which, Eric thinks he's Jewish because his last name's Golden, but he's not. But anyway, he was covering Paul Simon and Neil Diamond. And anyway, so seeing him do that, I just was convinced even more that he was a genius. And then we just kind of got back in touch with each other.
Oh, indeed.
So I keep playing his song, though.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get to actually play it with him, which is really exciting.
You also had another duo going recently with another one of my favorite singers, Marty Jones.
Marty Jones. Yeah, I miss her because we were having a really nice time the last couple months. We worked out this show, which was her songs and my songs, and where we, we had kind of scripted dialogue. We had kind of a little bit of a talk show portion of the set where we'd talk, just sit at this little table and kind of like The View.
Well, I heard a bootleg of the tour, and I was wondering what was going on there at one point.
I wonder which one that, what, do you know what town
Eric
that was from?
Eric was on
it. Was it from the World Cafe in Philadelphia?
No, it wasn't a radio thing.
No, but was it from Philadelphia?
Oh, it might have been.
Because there was one. We kind of tightened things up a little because there was the famous one in Philadelphia. We had Eric as the guest. And
we were drawing him.
Oh, that must have been New York.
Okay.
Yeah, we drew him. Yeah, because there was the one in Philadelphia. We hadn't quite worked out the talk show portion. We were asking the audience if there was anything they wanted to talk about, and there there was like total silence, and then a woman's voice just shouted out, "What about death?" And then and Marty was like, "Well, what about it?" And the woman said, "Well, people are dying." And Marty said, "Well, who?" And she's and the woman was saying, like, "Well, don't you think you should address death in your songs?" And yeah, just like totally. I've gotten emails from people who were at that show who just were like, that was one of the
it was an awesome moment.
One of those memorable moments that becomes just kind of like, you know, a code for just like a really uncomfortable what about death. But anyway,
Is the Cynical Girls a tour only thing, or do you think you'd ever make a record together?
I think we kind of thought it up more as like a talk show type thing. And I know Marty's really eager to get making a new record of her own. So I think she should, and she's getting the songs together for that. And that's got to come first, because she needs to get a new record.
People
are waiting eagerly, and I've put out enough records in the last few years. They don't need to hear from me.
Although it makes for a good radio show, too. You could get like a satellite radio show.
Yeah, true. So we'll work on that. But yeah, so it's just that I think, you know, the Cynical Girls, that is like a concept that we'll just kind of, you know, get back together when we, you know, now and then and do it.
Your first album, Maud Housewife, chronicles, or it seems to, a pretty miserable relationship. But you kept the name of your husband from that marriage. Is that just a bug him?
Well, I was, my maiden name was McMahon, and Amy McMahon was always very hard to say. Amy Rigby had a nice sound to it, and I don't know, the Rigbys are a good family. We have a kid together. If it does bug him, you know, I guess that's okay too.
Yeah.
But I don't think it does. I don't know, I hadn't really thought about that. Has any man ever, like, sued a woman to, like, tell her to stop using his name?
Oh, the Judd is the ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
The original Judd.
So, yeah, I don't know.
But I think they kept his wife.
Will wouldn't do that, you know.
Does your daughter still play with you once in a while?
She does. In fact, she's got her own band now.
Oh,
and
really?
She's actually opening for Reckless Eric next week in Cleveland.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So she's going to... And that was at her request and his. So,
because
she saw him play in Chicago, and she was just really loved the show. So anyway, but she does play with me occasionally. Yeah, she's kind of launched on doing her own thing now.
As a parent, how have you dealt with the career fickleness of being a musician?
I guess that part of it has been hard. I mean, it's been, you know, there was a point last year where I was waiting for my new album to come out, and I was basically not working and needed to find some work, and you know, it was painful. My daughter was like, because I'd say, maybe Starbucks will have me, maybe I should go to Schlotzky's and get, I mean, maybe, I don't know, just trying to find, like, basically I felt like my daughter had a better chance of finding a job at that point than I did. But that kind of, that point really made me just determined to not go back. Like, I've worked so hard since the new record came out, because I just don't ever want to be in that position again where I have to just kind of go look for a temp job after all the work I've done. But, you know, I mean, so I just kind of scramble harder, you know.
Well, I've read some of the diary stuff on the website, and I like your music. It's some of the most entertaining and touching stuff out there, you know. It really is. And Ronnie Spector just put out a record where she covers one of your songs.
Yeah.
How Ronnie seems incredibly hip for somebody from her era.
Yeah, she's always kind of tried to have like a young band. And it took her a while to get this record together. She heard me play. I opened for her in, I think it was 98, and played the song All I Want. And I introduced it by saying, I think Ronnie should cover this song.
Oh, well, she should, for sure. It's got that vibe.
And she and her husband, they heard it, and she liked it a lot. And so, yeah, I was really so proud when the record came out.
Neat. So did you say you really thought Keith Richards should play guitar on it, too?
No. That was just a little bonus that they threw in there.
Cool. Yeah, I've yet to actually find the record. I'm dying to hear it.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't come out in North America yet.
Oh, really? I looked at eBay and saw a Japan release.
It's out in Japan and Europe and stuff, but not over here yet.
What's this about you being on primetime TV these days?
Oh, that's my. There is a CBS reality show that licensed six of my songs for. The show is called Tuesday Night Book Club, and it's like a real life, supposedly Desperate Housewives. But the show was so bad that I think after the second show they pulled it off.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
It was really bad. I mean, I know it was a reality show and everything, but I had some hope that it would actually be something worth at least tuning into.
Oh, you get paid for the six songs at least?
Yeah, they pay a licensing fee. But it was amazing because the first show, a lot of people did tune in. They played Are We Ever Gonna Have Sex Again? And they played a lot of it, and I did check my website the next day, like the site statistics, and so many people had Googled the words,
really?
Are we ever going to have sex again, and like too much KFC, like they Googled little phrases from the song. And that, so they found me through that. But, I don't know, I'm sure the show probably won't be going any further than the six episodes.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, maybe there'll be a guest shot on The Sopranos coming up. Something
like that. Yeah, I mean, it's good to get the exposure, you know.
Well, we'll sign off now.
Okay.
And I have to say it's been a supreme treat to have you here. I know Chris, the guy who books the festival, and he always tells me, who should I book? And on my dream list, you were on my dream list, I thought, he'll never book. So I never said anything, and then there comes a list. I wet myself. I was so excited.
Well, that's really nice. So, I'm glad I made you wet yourself.